Reader's Notes. Hey, everybody. 22 hours later, this is still Rena Jenkins. This has been so much. So many. This has been a journey. This podfic was recorded for Gondolin as the chief offering for ITPE 2019. This is my... You're my recipient, and this is my big present for you. This wouldn't be here right now if not for Litra, who did the beta listening for this. Litra caught all of the things, gave me incredible feedback, and, like, took this journey with me. All of the stuff, like, cliffhanger shit, all of the... Wait, no! The only thing that's wrong with this chapter is that they called it a vacation instead of a honeymoon. All of that, like, Litra was there for it. So if you're having feelings about shit... Talk to Litra too, because she's got them as well. I really hope that you like this, Gondolin, because I thought it ticked off, like, so many of your buttons for your ITPE wishlist. I mean, okay, so I'm looking at your thing right now, but, like, you asked for angst with a happy ending. Lots of angst is fine. There are so many points in this on again, off again, where they're off again, and it's real piney and shit, and it gets in your heart and makes you sad, but in a good way, you know? Like, there's angst that's angst, and it ends sadly, and there's, like, unrelenting gloom, but then there's angst that's like, here is a tiny grain of hope, and so everything feels even more poignant, and that's what this story has been. People who are bad at expressing feelings, but try anyway. Yes. Cooking for someone as a form of love. Obi-Wan literally has a line where he says that he loves to cook and he wants to cook for Cody. Friendship and found family. Excuse me, if we are not building a family of the entire planet of Mandalore is not found family, I don't know what is. Platonic intimacy? Yes, like the whole thing at first before they become a relationship is literally how Cody is saying he wants a person to be a life partner with. I feel like I knocked that off. Bed sharing. There is bed sharing when they're on Stujon. It's great. Fluff, banter, and hurt comfort, or straight up womp if that's more your thing. I'm sorry. The day after Obi-Wan came home from Kadavo, if that's not womp, I don't know what is. Characters being protective of each other. Literally, Cody is about to hop planets to go be protective of Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan basically hides his husband from the entire Senate to be protective of Cody. It is a good day. I am feeling so good for how many ways I ticked off all these things. Battle couples. All of the scenes where Cody can't fight, but he's providing moral support because he wants to fight, and it's like not quite, but still, ugh. I don't know. I feel like I ticked so many. I didn't get the polyamory and I didn't get the soul bonding, but I did get the arranged marriage / marriage of convenience or other convoluted romance plot. Proposals / weddings. Hello, we open on a wedding. And then looking at your actual Star Wars tags... Or requests, rather. This isn't text. Anything that you actually asked for Star Wars 4 ITPE, I went through and... If you were a god among humans and could do accents, I would give you my firstborn for some Eli Vonto. I did not give you any Eli Vonto because I cannot do a southern accent. I also probably can't do a British accent, but that didn't stop me from trying for 22 fucking hours. I actually, in non-Gondolin specific news, I picked up this story in June, July of 2019, and I actually was at Dim Sum with some local fan friends, and I actually recommended it to Selly, and at the time it was a work in progress only around, I want to say maybe like a dozen chapters that were up. I don't know. No, more than that. Anyway, the point is it wasn't finished yet. This story wasn't finished when I started recording it for ITPE in October 2019. This story finished like a week and a half before the submission deadline for ITPE. So I went into this not knowing how we ended for Order 66. And in the words of Litra, when I handed over the audio file for chapter 24 of this, Gotta say, I was a bit worried when I saw it was an hour long because there was just enough time for something to go terribly wrong. And I knew that all the clocks were ticking down to zero. But that ending wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been. I mean, they're gonna have some problems since everyone will know where to look for them, but Anakin didn't fall, and everyone is together. And basically that was my feeling going into this because I knew how most of it was, but chapter 24 was not written when I asked for permission, and Skywalking Across the Galaxy and College Fangirl, you guys have been incredibly, incredibly, amazingly helpful. You guys provided additional, like, beta listening type situation, and just having, like, a person to talk to when I couldn't talk to my person who was receiving this gift. I don't know. It really takes a village to make a 22-hour podfic of arranged marriage nonsense. I don't know. I ended up with a lot of feelings about, like, all of my Mandalore feelings, and then Obi-Wan figuring out who he is independent of the Jedi Order. Like, that was one of the cool things I really liked about this story, was we get to see Obi-Wan's internal conflict about, like, he's so often portrayed as toeing the line, even though that's not really, like, his actual on-screen character. He is very much the kick the line, kick it again, move the line forward, start playing soccer with the line until it is no longer a line at all. It is somewhere off screen entirely. Like, Obi-Wan does not toe the line. And yet somehow Fanon Obi-Wan is very, like, hidebound and rule-following. But seeing this version of Obi-Wan where he sort of starts to realize his own self, like, his own perception of himself isn't this rule follower. He's like, this is something I want for myself. Cody is something I want for me, and I will be selfish about that. Felt, like, very neat to explore. We're gonna call that, like, this reason of self-discovery and the way that the war changed Obi-Wan the reason for why his accent changes. And not at all because I got in over my head and just started doing so much all the goddamn time. Yeah. His accent changes as a journey of personal discovery. Method. I edit as I record, so I didn't save very many of my bloopers because that's just not something that I do. It would have been mostly a lot of swearing at the sirens going on outside that it turns out you can't even hear on the mic, but I swear anyway. It's just a lot of that. But there were a couple things that I did save, and here they are. He taps his finger on the table and pours himself a cup of coffee. Nope, no coffee in Star Wars. I'm sorry. This is chapter 14. There is no coffee in Star Wars. There is only calf. There is caffeine with two E's. There is no coffee. I'm sorry. None. No coffee in Star Wars. We fix. Why? Why? Of all the things, why? Reader's Notes for Chapter 15. Today is Mandalorian Day. Disney Plus just dropped. The first episode of The Mandalorian is up. And I gave it up to record Chapter 15, where there was finally fucking return on the slow fucking burn. More than 100. I'm sorry, 205 pages of the PDF, but they finally fucking kissed. But also, I gave up The Mandalorian today to record this. Appreciate my sacrifice. Reader's Notes for Chapter 11. Not Chapter 11, it's Chapter fucking 24. Oh my fucking god. Kildabe kisses! The bit where they bump foreheads. How did I get through 175,000 words and nobody in this fic did Kildabe kisses? Although I guess if you do it without helmets, it's just a head bump, but still it counts. Ugh, my heart. So yeah, The music for this podfic is partially, in large part actually, inspired by a playlist that was compiled from things that Skywalking Across the Galaxy and College Fangirl gave me as sort of musical influences to the writing. One thing that didn't make it into this playlist, because I kind of have this, like, inner rule, not even a rule, but whatever, like, about using songs that are heavily associated with other media, like, cross-fandoming. I try to avoid, like, accidental crossovers in my musical stuff. But College Fangirl and Skywalking Across the Galaxy both said that Only Us from the Dear Evan Hansen Broadway soundtrack was very integral to their writing process, and that one did not make it into the soundtrack or the fan mix for this story for my playlist. If you want to throw it onto yours, that's really cool. Get more feelings. Cry a lot. It'll be fun. Yeah, this has been a couple months in the making. I really, really hope you like this Gondolin and everybody else who's listening who is not Gondolin, because hopefully this podfic has an audience that is slightly bigger than one. I hope that this punched in the feelings a whole fucking lot too. I had so much fun in a way that is sometimes means not fun with the Mandalorian pronunciation. I kept a tab open with the Mando Dictionary for the entire, you know, 3-month period from requesting to, or 2 months, October, November, December, 3 months, fuck it. Oh, I know how calendars work. I kept the tab open with the Mando Dictionary the entire time I was recording, just in case. And I don't think I saved any of my Mando swearing, but you know what? It was there. It was there. There was a lot of that. And anything that's actually pronounced wrong, if anybody is in the Mando Mercs and would like to correct my pronunciation, that's cool. I'm not going to go back and change it. But please tell me so I can do it better next time. I also had a lot of complicated feelings about Jango Fett's legacy in this story, sort of how our point of view character being Jango Fett's biological son and not his clone changes things. I was super, super here for seeing Ursa Wren as a, you know, minor character, but a named character because I love her. I have an Ursa Wren tattoo. I love her so much. But yeah, complicated feelings about the clones and Jango Fett's legacy and sort of how even the people we love can be flawed. So many good things. It was a lot. Thank you everyone for coming on this journey with me. Yeah, it's just been so much. There were just so many scenes. Also, obviously there were so many scenes. It was fucking 24 chapters, 175,000 fucking words. Obviously there's so many scenes. what I meant to say is there's a lot of scenes that really explore, like, it's not too twee, it's not too gritty, grim, dark. There's a lot of scenes that explore the different facets of both of these characters in a way that feels grounded and fleshed out and real, which I liked, and hopefully you liked too. The outro song for chapter 24, Something Happened on the Way to Heaven, has been my mental theme song for this entire story for quite a while, because the bit at the end, I'm not leaving unless you come with me, like, how that is ultimately Obi-Wan and Cody's relationship is ultimately, even though we have problems, I'm on your side and I won't go without you. Like, that's so, they have so many problems, but ultimately that's the thing that holds them together, is that they're traveling together. Just felt so good. And I know it's Phil fucking Collins, right? There's some weird shit on this soundtrack, but it just gave me so many feelings. Anyway, this has been me rambling in December, about a minute before I post this to submit. Yeah. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have questions, comments, concerns, pronunciation guide for stuff I'm not going to change now, but we'll do better in the future, please leave a comment on the AO3. I would appreciate it. Thanks for spending the last full day basically with me, last 23 hours. I hope you enjoyed it and that you didn't finish listening to it out of spite. So yeah, have a nice day.